Ting Bing is visiting Kenya this week to highlight the illegal ivory trade that is fueling a rise in the killing of elephants in East Africa and across the continent. She is a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, and counts over 20 million followers on Chinese social media networks among our fans.
Ivory product is not essential nor necessary for human beings. However, the ivory and tusk is very essential for the elephants to go on living. As a matter of fact, it also influenced the whole African community's livelihood to make the people lose the jobs and the tourism income.
The number of elephants illegally killed in Africa has doubled over the last decade, reaching 25,000 killed in 2012, while the ivory trade has tripled in size, according to a recent UNEP study called Elephants in the Dust. Experts say the major recent spike in elephant killings is threatening the future of some elephant populations and the livelihoods of millions of people linked to tourism. Patrick Omondi, a Kenya Wildlife Service official, says the demand for illegal ivory remains highest in the rapidly growing economies of Asia, particularly China and Thailand.
The demand for ivory is very high. Humankind can do without ivory. Ivory is not medicine. Ivory is being used for necklaces, for rubber stamps, it's for status, something humankind can do without. Today, our message is that elephants should wear ivory. Human beings can do without ivory. It is not medicine. It belongs to elephants, and elephants drives the economy of many African states. You kill elephants, you are killing many Africans.
Besides illegal killings, elephants are also threatened by the increasing loss of habitat in around 29% of their range areas, primarily as a result of human population growth and agricultural expansion. According to the UNEP study, this figure could rise to 63% by 2050, posing a major additional threat to the long-term survival of the species. UNEP Executive Director Akim Steiner says rising wildlife crime in Kenya and other parts of Africa is an issue of global concern impacting many regions of the world.
The reason why we are here today with somebody like Li Bingbing is, yes, because she can speak to the world. She can speak to the world in ways that many of us are not proficient, that many of us would not be listened to. And yet, alongside her, as a megastar here, I want to say that, in fact, on this podium are representatives who in themselves are stars. Stars on the front line of trying to open our eyes to people, as Li Bingbing said, who sometimes will buy a piece of ivory without even knowing that in extracting ivory, you kill an elephant. Most people still do not know this in parts of the world.
Li Bingbing's high-profile visit to Kenya is a joint effort by the Kenya-based NGO Save the Elephants and UNEP. Her campaign is expected to reach millions of people in China and beyond and will highlight the cost and impact of the demand for ivory on elephants in Africa. The World Wildlife Fund estimates the global illicit trade in wildlife to be worth at least $19 billion per year, making it the fourth largest illegal trade in the world after narcotics, counterfeiting, and human trafficking. For VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.